State troopers protect Rory McIlroy after he tells Rowdy Ryder Cup fans to shut the fuck up. By Dylan Gwynn on September 27, 2025. Whatever progress has been made in U.S.-European relations in recent years is in danger of unraveling as this weekend's Ryder Cup has turned into more of a rout than the close competition many expected. The European team is off to a commanding and historic lead through the second day of the three-day tournament between the best golfers the U.S. and Europe have to offer. The lopsided lead has prompted some fans at Bethpage to ridicule the European golfers, chief among them, Rory McIlroy. So bad has the abuse been that state troopers had to form a line between the Irishman and the raucous group of Americans. Things came to a head when, just before McIlroy was set to chip onto the green, he turned to the crowd and shouted, "Guys, shut the fuck up." McIlroy's outburst was greeted with loud boos from the crowd. "Out on course with McIlroy's group," said Oliver Holt of the Daily Mail. "The abuse of him has crossed a line this morning. Vicious, personal, thuggish edge to it." A reporter with Sky Sports described the conduct of the American fans. "The crowd is the other big talking point at the moment, and it is getting pretty nasty. It was quite nasty last night in that final match with Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. Some fairly pointed comments, some expletive-laden abuse hurled at both of them, as well. And it was boiling over this morning, as well. It's on this side of the road, holes 1, and then 15 to 18 are all this side of the road for those that don't know the geography of Bethpage Black. The holes on the other side of the road, there isn't too much, it's all fairly good-natured. And to be honest, in places, the ole, ole, oles are outnumbering the USA's USA's. But it can get pretty febrile over here, and at one point this morning you heard Rory McIlroy tell someone to shut up with a couple of other words thrown in the middle as well, before promptly stuffing it to 2 feet. So that just goes to show you, don't wind up Rory McIlroy because he can probably make you regret those words. Before the start of the tournament, European captain Justin Rose was asked whether he would welcome President Trump to celebrate with his European teammates should they win the Ryder Cup. It's unknown if Trump plans to attend the final day of the tourney, but a European victory is looking highly likely.